offer. I want to talk now, though, about the Two Sis Community Complex, because on Saturday evening, tomorrow at 5 p.m, throw in on the Two Sis versus the Legion in the Credit Union County Senior Football League Division 6 fixture. The reason we're talking about that is because it's coinciding with the opening, the historic first match, I should say, at the Two Sis Community Complex, and the opening of the 4G pitch there. With me in the line, Stephen O'Sullivan, who's chair of Two Sis GA Club. Stephen, good morning to you and thanks for joining me. Listen, it's been a long road to this day, but tell me what's happening and how historic this is for the community, first of all.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, I suppose it's a good while ago that you had us on a couple of years ago when we were starting off this journey, and it has been a bit of a journey, to be fair. But tomorrow we are playing Legion in our first game on the Two Sis 4G pitch. So I suppose it's the first and only 4G pitch that's in Kerry at the moment. I think Kearns are currently developing one. So we now have a pitch that's playable 365 days a year for all the community to use. And I suppose it's a huge thing. We've named the complex the Two Sis Community Complex. It's a GA facilities, but it's for the whole community. And I suppose we'll be looking at clubs around us, both male and female. We have ISG and we have Bear Ladies and ourselves and the schools as well, and all the local senior clubs and men's clubs that'll want to use it. So it's a huge day for us tomorrow. There's about 20 lads over on the site there tomorrow trying to get things just snagged up, and I snuck away into work for myself this morning, so they're flat out over there trying to get it over the line. But tomorrow is a big day, so yeah, we have Legion as our first home game there.
Yeah, first home game, so that'll be a big crowd expected. And the wider context of the facilities there, is that still an ongoing project, Stephen?
Yeah, so I suppose the pitch obviously is one of the bigger parts in it, and we have a community walkway and park area that's going in there, along with a sensory trail and biodiversity area. So we have the walkways almost finished. We will have part of it open there tomorrow, along with the car park, and people will be able to see kind of the work that's going on, still going on, to get that open. And we're hoping to have that open and launched, the walkway and sensory trail, on the Maybank holiday weekend. So that's something that we're looking forward to as well. And again, that just incorporates the community aspect of it, and that'll be something for everybody to use. I suppose then we have our parish hall that we are trying to get more funding for, to put our dressing rooms on there. But we've temporary ones arranged, and we have a kind of showering facility available for teams as well that'll be using it. So it's a community project that incorporates kind of every part of the community. We've bingo there on a Wednesday night, we've youth club there, we've Pilates there, we've a lot going on there, which is fantastic. So I suppose when you see a lot of the demographics and communities dying down and losing numbers and things, we're trying to reinvigorate our community bring it forward.
Vitally important for that. Okay, Stephen, good luck with it. The game throws in at 5. People get there earlier, I'd imagine.
Try and get there earlier. There might be parking issues, but look, we get people sorted. So we're looking forward to welcoming a crowd.
Okay, brilliant stuff. That's Stephen O'Sullivan, Two Sis GA there. The opening of the only 4G pitch in the country at the moment, the new one in Two Sis Community Complex.